Wir waren daf Chavtala damit bei uns. Die Gemara hat erst der Kasche, how Rabbi Gamliel was permitted to have Tzurais, which were the Muslavone. It's from the Meshamshim, Shem Meshamshim of Nekadish Baruch Hu. So the Gemara had answered, Shani Rabbi Gamliel da Acherim Osulai. It was, Hitake was not permitted to make it, but others made it for him. Fregte Gemore, woho Rabbi Yehuda, da Acherim Osuloi. There was a case, Rabbi Yehuda also had a Tzure. Wo omalai Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, shinine, loshen Charef, samai einei didein. He told them, you should be mashches the Tzure, of the tzura you have. So he wasn't permitted to keep it. And for the Gemara, hosom chaysomai boilet ave, kumishum cheshado. There was a different reason. Be'emesin, if it's made al yedei acherim, there's no issa whatsoever. That what Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Samay ain't the dain, he should be mashches the tzure. That was because there's a chshav if he would be keeping this tzure without any ashchose, there was a chshav that he's nire ka'oivda. He's carrying around a getchke. This was a tzure which people used to be oivid, so that's why he had to be mashches the tzure. Let us see what Rashi says. For Rabbi Yehuda, shehoyseloi tzure betabatoi, he had a tzure on his ring, va'acherim osa'uhu, he didn't make this tzure, others made the tzure, va'omalei Shmuel, denishkalei minei, he shouldn't leave it the way it is there, sami einei, kloima, hashcheis tzurosoi. The Chassam Sofer says, einei Rashi does not mean the eye, einei means ve'einoi ke'ein habdoilach, which einei means that's a lotion of tzure. So how the ashchose could be, you could take off a mashu from the chaitim. About kaponim, the tzure should not be b'shleimis. So the Gemara answered, there the reason is, mishum chshado, since this tzure was a tzure which people were oivid, so memela, therefore he's not allowed to keep it b'shleimis, al tzchat shlo yoimru avay dezore hiloi. So the Gemara says further, k'desanya, we learned in Abaraisa, tabas, since it was boiled, protruded, if a person has a ring and the chaysom of the ring is protrudes, so one is not permitted to wear such a ring, but one is permitted to seal with this ring, because the chaysam which he will make will not be a chaysam that protrudes. So we'll see there's no issa of making a tzure. Chaysam ayshaykeya, if the chaysam does not protrude, no, it's shakua in the tabas, so there's no iser of chshad, muter lahanicha, but also lachtaimbo, because there he's making a partzuf, he's making a tzure. So kaponim, so the Gemara said that there's, that the iser that Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda that he's not allowed to wear the ring is not out the iser of asiyas partzuf. The Issa was al tzchshat, that people shouldn't say he's over the tzure. Fregte Gemore, mi chayshinon lechshodo, is such a chshad, you see a tzure, and then elach yidna de, and there's a chshad. Vahahi beknishte de shof v'yosef bin eldor. There was a shul, we'll see two pshatim in Rashi, the shof v'yosef, and one pshat is that's where it was. That's what it was called, the knishte de shof v'yosef, which was in eldor. The have bay and darte, in the shul, there was a statue there. It was a statue of the Melech. Vahavo Aili, Rav, Ushmuel, Bavua de Shmuel, Velevi, Umatzluhosom. They daven there. Now, if you say that there's an Isser, that there's a Chshad, that is a, so in the shul, you have a statue, some Mele you have there also the same Chshad, that people can think that they're worshipping the statue. It's an Abayda Zorah. So the Gemara says, Rabim Shani. It matters. There, since there was a Rabim that was using the shul, so a Rabim were not Choshed. But a Yochid were Choshed. That's why Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda he shouldn't wear this ring. Frag the Gemara, were Rabim Gamliel Yochid too? Am Gamliel was a Yochid? So how was he permitted to have these Tzuris? And with the Gemara, even the Nasihu Shchichi Rabim Gabei, so it's called that there was always a Rabim there. So Mamela b'mokim with his Rabim, there's no chshat. Iboyis eime the prokim have. Then the Gemara says, I can tell you another teretz that these tzuris that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai possessed. These tzuris, Rabbi Gamliel, the tzuris Rabbi Gamliel possessed, these tzuris were made out of chalokim. It wasn't a ganze tzure, the prokim have it. So, there's a the Ritva brings down a machloikis, what's pshat in this teretz. Rashi Navedizore seems to say that this is only for emphasizing the second kasha. The kasha was, how was he permitted to hold these tzuris, this achshat? So the Gemara answered, no, he never held the tzuris when they were put together. He always held the tzuris, they were separated. So maybe there was no achshat. It wasn't the tzuris alavone. When they were boidik, the eidim, then they put them together. But since this was only for a short time for this man bedika, but he didn't keep this around with him, he always took it apart. So there's no chshat. That's how Rashi seems to learn. But the asiye, to make a tzures levone, even it is shel prokim, it also has to be that, that teretz we have to be samech, and we said before, that it was made al yidei akum. A yid is not allowed to make a tzures levone, afilu al yidei prokim. No, it was made through a goy, but on the chsoron of chshad, so the Gemara answers that he never kept it together, only b'shas p'dika sa'idim. Then he took it apart, so there's no chshat. And the Ritva himself wants to say, and he brings from Teisvis and Avei Dezore, that the prokim have means that there's b'chlal no iser asiyah. The iser asiyah is if you make a tzuras halavone. But if you make you make different chalokim, So that Rabbi Gamliel was also permitted to make it, because chalokim of a tzuras alavone do not go into the isa of asiya leisasun iti. Doesn't go. There's no isa asiya of prokim. L'chayre dasmu we have to be meisiv. So even though there's no isa asiya b'shas he makes the prokim. But l'chayre, when he puts them together, l'chayre, there should be an isser. Why isn't there an isser asiyya of putting it together? Maybe it was put together ba'ifan aroi. Maybe it wasn't so it wasn't a tight chibo. So maybe that's why it's not called an asiyya. V'boy is aimo, and the last teretz, zikha a teretz on how Rabban Gamliel was permitted to make it. Lehislamed ovad, the whole purpose was only letzayrech limud, and in letzayrech limud, there's no iser of leisasun iti. Chsiv lo silmad lasais avata lomeid lahovin ulahayres. So kaponim, it seems Chazal learned that this Isser of Leisason Iti is not applicable if it was Lehislamed. Zot Rashi, Osa Lanicha Be'etzboi, that is a Chaysa Etabas Shechaysamay Boilet, so you're not allowed to wear it. Umuta Lachtaim Bo, Shechsimosa Sheikas, that means the tzure of the double that's mekabel the chsime, so that he's not making a tzure over there. He's not making a partzuf, it's shakua. Uke shechoisma shakua. But what is when the tzure of the tabas is shakua, then is chasima boiletes. So then the thing which is mekabel the choisim, so that is, he's making a tzure that's boilet. So that's also. Now Rashi explains, Rashi goes back to a type, we spoke about two types of tabois. Tasmo, tabas, chaysomai boilet, and tabas, chaysomai shaykeya. So Rashi explains as follows. Chaysoma boilet, hamatres chorus soviv soviv, there is indentations in the matres of the tabas, vahatsura oimedes kemoishei, but the tzura is standing out. It's a tzura that protrudes, and around it there's charitzim, there's indentations. Chaysoma shaykas, shahatsura chakuka vacharusa bematres. That's a tzura is engraved in the matres. It's not protruding, it's engraved in the matres. The Shav v'Yosef b'Nerdo Mokimu. This was, there was a shul, the Shav v'Yosef, which was in Nerdo. V'Yesh Paisrim Shechorav, that the shul was once Chorav, v'Chozer v'Nivne. Now Rashi tells us this was a very choshev shul, v'Tomid Hoiso Shchine Mitzuyesham. The Shchine was in the shul. V'chonyo v'golusoi banuo, shenosu imohem me'avne Yerushalayim. They brought, when they went into Golus Bovel, they went and took with them Avne Yerushalayim. This was the yesod of the shul. Baleyem nemar ki rotsu avodecho es avoneho. So, if the yisod of the shul was the Avnei Yerushalayim, they bring down the Orach says that these were from the Avnei Beis Hamikdash. The Sifsechem is a whole pilpah they were allowed to take from the Avnei Beis Hamikdash Abol Kaponim, so that was a gewaldike yisod. So if you have such a yisod, so Mimele, it's no wonder why the Shechinah was always motzoi in the shul. Andarte, Tselem, there was a statue, the Mus HaMelech. V'hora gamliel yochit ave v'neichish nami l'chshodo. Zot taisvis. Samei einai didein. So what was the Gemara asks Akash, that Shmuel told Rav Yehuda that he can't wear this tzurim. So Rashi, so Taisa explains what was the Havmin of the Gemara. Alme osa lahash oisa, you're not allowed to keep a tzura, shema yachshedu she osa. If you're keeping it, they might be choshed you made it. Va'over aloisasun. So that was Shan the Gemara's kash from Galil Nami Litzer. How he's allowed to keep these tzuras, they might be choshed him that he made it. Umishani. So the Gemara answered, no, that's not the reason you're not allowed to keep it. The reason is a different reason. Kiva the chayso may boil it. That's the chshad. Not the chshad, maybe he made it. It's a chshad that's an avodah zara loy. Aber chshad de loy sasun loy chashinin. That is no chshad. If he didn't make it, he didn't make it. Fartik. Chazal never asked to keep a tzure al chshad that people think he made it. Keeping and making is two different things. The only asked If perhaps the keeping people will be under the impression that he's keeping it because it's his avodah zarah. Meforish baal halachas gdolos that he the Rav Yehuda that we were chayish that people will think this was an avodah zarah, but tzuras darkoin. It was a tzur of a darkin, a type of a snake, which was by the oivdei of a yedizora, very choshev a tzura. Bishum disnam beperikol atzlomi motza kelim valayim tzuras chamo, tzuras levono, darkin yelichem liyam ha-melech, before shosim shum dan yechshivilu, so memele, so these were tzuras which were choshev by the oivdei of a yedizora, and they worshipped them. V'achinami choshev tvei, so the same thing, if a person carries this with him, it's ma'oirer shad on him. V'rarav gamliel yochid, teima v'tzure d'ram gamliel lehoysa boiletes. So memele, so there's no shad. There's no shad. V'yishloim edem ikomakim shayach b'chshodet gabi lavona yechilok even d'ayna boiletes barakiyah. So the Rabbi Ankebem explains, we don't see the bleating. So by the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, so since we don't see the bleating, to us it looks like a flat surface. So by them, they were Oivid Atzure, which was not boiled also. So Memeila, there is a Mokim for Shat. Zokt the Mishnah Vaita. Maise Shebo Shnayim. Two Edom came, v'amru roinua shachris b'mizrach. We saw the levone shachris that was in Mizrach, v'arvis b'mayrev. And towards the evening, we saw the levone b'mayrev. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri eidei shekerein. K'shebo liyavne kiblon Rabban Gamliel. Now, before we see Rashi and Tosfos, the Baal HaMoer, what's pshat in this story, just let's go a little in the Gemara. Let's just see the beginning of the Gemara. Tanya Omer Alam Ragamliel Lechachomim, Kach Mekublani Mibeis Avi Abe, Kabbalah Rab Shimon Gamliel, Tan Rebbe, Po'omim Shebo Ba'aruche, Po'omim Shebo Bektor. Now, let us try to figure out what the Mishnah is telling us and what the Gemara is telling us. Zot Rashi, Maise Shebo Shnayim, Reinu Shachis B'Mizroch Es Hayeshona. They saw the old moon, the moon before the Moilet, that they saw Shachis. Va'arvis B'Mayrev Es HaChadoshe. In Mayrev, the same day, they saw the Chadosha. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Eidei Shekerim, the Kaimolon, we learned before the Avchof Amid Beis, Esrim Barbo Shoi Michsi Siyaro. We learned in the Avchof Amid Beis that there is a 24-hour period that you cannot see the Levona. And just let's to refresh our memories, Legabi, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, so there's like this, there's a 12-hour period, the first 6 hours of this 12-hour period is when the Yeshona, the old moon, gets smaller, that is not visible, can't be seen. That is the last 6 hours of the, before the Moilet. The first 6 hours after the Moilid, the new moon cannot be seen. It is not visible because it is so small. So we have already a 12-hour period, six before the Moilid, and then the Dian is to see the old Levone, six after the Moilid, the Dian is to see the new Levone, and in these 12 hours, the Levone is not visible at all. Then the Gemara said on Daf Chof Amid Beis that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the previous 12 hours, before the first 6 hours, they cannot see the old Levona also. Since the Levona is then in Mizrach, and they're in Mayrib, so the Levona is too far away for them that they should see the old Levona. So the Gemara says there, so it comes out for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, there are 18 hours when the old Levone cannot be seen, and there are 6 hours when the new Levone cannot be seen. So there's a 24-hour period when they can't see the Levone period. They can't see 18 hours, the old Levone, the last 18 hours of the cycle, and the first 6 hours after the Moilad. So Memele, that was the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. They came and said they saw the old Levone Shachris b'Mizrach. The directions are very good. That means the old Levone was b'Mizrach. The new Levone, we heard Rashi, before Rashi said it a few times, we heard Rashi, Bachov Dalad, the Medal of Rashi said that the Moiled, Ba'Levone lo'oilom b'chidusha b'keren ma'rovis d'roimis, The Moilid is always when the Levone is Bekeren Marovis Toimit, so they saw it in Meirib, they saw the new Levone. But there's a problem. How could you see the old Levone in the morning and the new Levone at night, this 24 hours when it's not visible? Kach Pirshu Rabbeisa. That's how Rashi's Rebbe's learned Pshat. In the Mishneh, in Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eide Shekerheim. The Libi Noikfi. So Rashi says, I'm not too sure that this is the correct Pshat. Bediktoni Bebraise, it says later, Am Gamliel was Mekabel these Eidim. And the Gemara says in the Bebraise, Kach Mekublani Mibes Aviyabe, Pomim Shebo Barucha, Pomim Shebo Bektzora. So Rashi says, "Midaktoni bebrais apamim shabo baruch apamim shabo b'ktzoro." So lachayre, the ivre taitch is that sometimes the moon comes quicker and sometimes the moon comes slower. So Rashi says, "Vein loshen bia arucha uktzoro noifel kan." That means the problem is not the time element. There's a different problem. Sherei mitoich koitno. That means because it is so small, Hayishoni Nichsis Bibnei Mayrev Kshehi Bemizrach Levnei Chidush. There's a different problem over here. It's impossible to see the Levone because it is too small before the Chidush. So Pomim Bo Baruch, Pomim Bo Bektzora does not magnify the Levone. You can't see the Levone. It's too small. This is a din in size of Levone. So that's Rashi's kash and his Rebbe's pshat. V'nira li, so Rashi says, I would say a different pshat in the Mishnah. The al achadosho he'idu, that they were made on the new Levone. They saw the new Levone b'mizrach in the morning, and they saw the same new Levone Mayrev. So what's wrong with that? The near by the shaker, the comer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lefi she'ene memaheres loruts, b'yud b'yishoy, she'b'yoy mitoich ha-mizrach, l'soich ha-mayrev. That means that the God from Mizrach to Mayrev in 12 hours, this is too quick, while ze'e kom ha-pomim she'bo b'derech ha-ruche, v'yishoy ha-lova, and sometimes it takes a lesser amount of time. Now, according to Rashi's pshat, I don't understand one thing. How does this shtim? We just mentioned before Rashi says that b'shas the moiled v'alavona lo'oilom b'chidusha b'keren marovis dreimis. That b'shas the chidush alavona, it's always ma'irav dorim. So how could they first see the lavona b'mizrach? That they saw the mizrach. Rinu shachis b'mizrach. Rashi says this was the new lavona. So that I don't understand how that occurred. But this is Rashi's pshat. Let us see Tosfos. Rinu b'mizrach hayishone. Rashi first brings down first the Rebbe's pshat. V'arvis b'mayrev. Es hachadoshe. Eidei shekerheim dekaimulon chov dalet shoy michsi sira. The moon is not visible for 24 hours. Kach pirish bekuntros b'shem rabbeisa, v'hikshem idiktoni bebraise, Pomim shabo baruche, vein losh naruche, ktsora neufel kam. This is not a trufe. Shrei mitoich koitno hayeshona nichses bibnei meirev kshehi bemizrach lefnei chidusha. It's impossible to see the levone bemizrach for the bnei meirev because it's very small then. Upirish bekontrist alachadosh heidu. That they weren't speaking about the Yishon, speaking about the Chadosh. Ve'edi sheket dekoma Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, v'ishe b'yud b'yishoy shebiyoyim, ein me'meheres lovei mitoich ha-mizrach l'soich ha-mayrek, v'ose koma pomim shebo baruche v'shoy lovei, and sometimes bo v'ktsor. V'dovor teimu, so Tosfos says, Rashi pshat is a pele. Mai sal kedaitoch to Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri, Lomo loisucha leilech biyud beishois kol ruach droimis. Why can't it, that means, in the morning, shachis it was mizrach dorim, arvis it was mayriv dorim, so just when in 12 hours it was makiv ruach droimis, and a mashu of Sotosis says Lama Leisucha Leilach Biyud Beishois Kol Ruach Droimis Vadayin Mikzis Ruach Mizrochis Amarovis Himoy. That Tosfos does not feel that this was too short of a time span that the Levone could go from Mizrach to Meirev. So therefore Tosfos does not agree with Rashi's pshat. Ubirishalmi mashme kilishne kame. Yirishalmi would seem like the first pshat, like Rashi's Rebbe's pshat. The kama Rebbe Simloi, taime de Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. What is the reason of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that said the Eidi Sheker? Kol chodesh sheniris, every time the Levone is visible, Koidim vov shois en koyach ba'ayin lirois es hayoshon. 6 hours before, I don't understand if, I mean, l'cheyos ha'cheshmona 12 hours before, at least you can't see the yoshon. But let's say the loshon of Yerushalmi. Koidim vov shois 6 hours before en koyach ba'ayin lirois es hayoshon. Nire yoshon shachris. So therefore, if the yoshon was seen shachris, lo nire chodosh bein arbayim, because you need 6 hours before. Chodosh bein arbaim, le'nira yoshen shachis. So memele, al kaponim, you see from the Yerushalmi that the problem was, the way the Rebbe said, this time span, that in the morning they saw the yoshen, in the evening they saw the chodosh, he can't do that. Omar rabchiye bar abe, velomo kiblom rabben Gamliel. So why was Rabbi Gamliel makabel these aidim? Shekain Mesiris hu me avoisov. Pomim shabo baruche, pomim mahalach biktzor. It seems sometimes it can go the shorter distance. Vitaimo, that's the Yerushalmi. So kaponim, it would seem from the Yerushalmi that this is the mahalach of Rashi's Rebbes. And the problem was there's a time span from when you can see the Yishon, and then there has to be a span when you first see the Chadosha. But if it's a Mahalach Bektzor, it's a shorter distance, so the time span is shorter. V'teima, Frektoisvis, Mi, Polik, Amesoiris, May a voice of the Rabban Gamliel, Ahod Omer Lael Besoif Perikame, Chof Dalet Shoy Mirse Sira. The Gemara said over there that there are 24 hours that the Levone is not near it. Lamai Nafkemino Lakhushi Sadi. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara says Klar that there's 24 hours that can't be seen. So what Rabban Gamliel is chaylik on that? He has a Mesoire. V'shemo yesh l'chalik b'shois. So Tosfos says, could be that what it says, chov dalet shoy michsi siro, it matters what kind of hours we're speaking about. The word shos is relative. The yesh shois ktanois bayoin. There are short hours. Kigoin b'tkufas teivis. In tkufas teivis, if you cheshbin, let's say for practical purposes, let's say that the day in Tkufas Teves is 10 hours. So we divide this into 12, and we make 12 short hours. We don't have hours of 60 minutes. We have hours of 50 minutes. There are short hours. The yesh shoyis ktanos bayoyim kegoyim betkufas teves. The yesh shoyis beinanis. Then there are average shoyis kegoyim bimeinisin v'tishrei. The yesh gedolos kegoyim betkufas tamos. That means during the summer. So perhaps we have 15 hours of day, so we divide that into 12 chalokim, so we have bigger hours. So the word shah is relative. It could be there's a small hour, an average hour, and a large hour. V'i biktanis oy bebeinanis, so Tosfos says, that what the Gemara said, chav dalet shoy michsi siyaro. The Gemara doesn't say what kind of shoyis we're speaking about. So it could be the e biktanis, so could be that Gemara is speaking about biktanis oy bebeinis michsi sira lebnei Eretz Yisrael. For the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, there are 24 hours that it is not seen. Tam neisori meyatiko vishit mechadito. We're speaking about smaller hours. That's true. In smaller hours, it could be this 24 hours, it's not visible. Obamin hagdoiles, but could be here we're speaking about let's say tkufas tamus. So here we have large hours. Is pomim mechasye pute, kigoin de bo ba'aruche. Pomim deloy mechas ye kegoin debo biktzoro. Exactly what Tosfos means to say, I don't understand. It would seem that Tosfos is saying as follows, that the Gemara that says, chov dalet shoy mechsi siyaro, that is speaking about shoy's ktanois, or shoy's beinanis. Now, that I also don't understand. Because if you're speaking about, the Gemara says there are 24 hours. So in the 24 hour period, we're not speaking about a day, we're speaking about the night also. So if the day has short hours, the night has big hours. I mean, well, that's Tosfos means, the Gemara means 24 day hours. That's how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara. 24 day hours. And by big hours, but also the Lashon of Tosfos is very short. By big hours, so, pomi mechasye purte, kigoin de bo baruche, and pomi deloy mechasye, it's not even the kigoin de bo biktzorips. It's very unclear what Tosfos is saying. Let us see for 1 minute a balamoyer. The balamoyer is a whole pshat in our Gemara. The balamoyer is in Seif, the balamoyer is on Daf Heyam at Beis. Meise shebo shnaim v'omrinu shachis b'mizrach b'arvis b'mayrev Tanya omer l'rabban Gamliel l'chachomim kach mekublani b'beis aviyaba pomi shebo barucha pomi shebo b'ktzore Yesh mechachme amazolei shemitzin las al'rabban Gamliel loimer shleihoyo yeideya b'chochmas amazolei sklum. That he didn't know the chochmas amazolei sklum shekibol ha'idim halolu sh'omru dovor she'enoi. It's impossible. So there's a tiny, how could it be? Azalom, this never could be. Agavuche, the Ben Yoyoda brings down over here that he did some research with the Mumchim Bedoiroi, and they said it is possible. That it's possible to see the Yishon in the morning, and he brings up, someone wrote a whole chibar on it from the, it is possible. Al-Kaponim, the Balamoyer Tain is that the Al-Kaponim, the Chachomim, and his man said it's not possible. So Memele, so what's Pshat Rabban Gamliel? The Rav Shloim is Al-Piri, Shachadoshe Husharo Kan Vekan. They saw the Chadoshe. V'kolshkein shoysev lonu b'peirush, b'peirushoy teima al teima. If you know what it means to ask, maybe Tosfos kasha. V'yesh yasoymchim divrei ha-mishne b'divrei ha-braise. Others tell too that the time of the mishne is like the braise. B'tam ha-rucha v'ak-tzore. V'em soychim b'peirushoy talmud Yerushalmi, amar b'chiyah barabim, neim ha-kibur ha-mgalvil, shemseres b'yodim ha-voysa, po amal p'tzore, po amin baruche. ואני, מפני שראיסי בא ליחוך מהזויס מרחיק עם הדוב הזה מיועס הישון וחדוש שניריס ביום אחד. בזמנו, חכמי המזול, it's an impossible thing. חוזרתי לבקש דרך אחרס בדברי התלמוד, so therefore he decided to say a different shot מהגמורה, שלונו, שדברי חכמים קיומים. Valkain nirali the masnisen time aluchut. The Mishnah is one reason. Ubereise time aluchut. The time, the bereise is one thing. This is another thing. One is no shaychet to the other. The time is Rabban Gamliel Mishnah saying. Say the Malamoy wants to say pshat in Rabban Gamliel as follows. Kidomrinon ba'alma. He learns like the Rashi's Rebbe's. They saw the Yeshon in the morning. They saw the Chadosh at night. Abu kidomrinon ba'alma kol milse derel rami alei de'inish lava daita. A person who sees something, but it's not important for him. He doesn't have an interest in it. So whatever he sees, he doesn't see with a klarkeit. It's a lava daita. He doesn't. That means that what they're relating to us, that they saw the Yeshon in the morning, that's like Ma'ala Meir, that's a Baba Meisach. I mean, it's not Negeyos, there's no Halachis that you have to know that the Yeshon was there in the morning. Ella Berias Achadosh, Shona Mekachemois of Berias Eidim, Havala Eidis Achadosh, Milse Deram Yalayu. This is an important Yediyah, the Sadi, the Yov Beida Tayu. So when they're Meyed and the Chadosh, they give their full concentration on this Indian. The Samchina Beyalayu. The Eidis Ayeshona, but the Eidis Ayeshona, even the Milse Deram Yalayu, Amrinon, so we say, even though they're telling us this, but since this is not an important idea for us to know, so we assume Kevisa de Eva Baalmahu de Chazi. Maybe they saw a cloud which had a similar shape to the old Levone, like Kivnu Bo Eidusam Yofe. So there's a faculty, if I can make a mistake, they all the bedikas which are important to us is that's what we're asking them about the new moon. If they start plappling and they give a do some betail of bedikas hayishon ein lo inyan b'riyas hachadosh. They're coming to Besen, some are telling them a maise. Rabban Gamliel understood what they said, that they saw the Yeshon in the morning, b'mizrach. You have to take this with a grain of salt. They zicha made a mistake. They weren't medagdic in what they're saying, but that doesn't mean anything on a gay alone, because that's a milsa del ramilei dinish. The kibbalei duson, bechadosha, but the chadosha, that means from what they said in the morning, that doesn't mean they're liars, that doesn't mean they're people who are not medagdikim, it doesn't mean anything. The choshkein, imroa bechashboine, shoyloi bechoydish alabone, and Avada Gevis, if we can assume that Rabban Gamliel had a cheshbin, if Alpi Cheshman, the Levana should have been seen when they said they saw it. So Zicha, you don't have to make an Asik on what they said before. Ubereise de Sanya. Before we explain the Balamoyer, what the Balamoyer is saying, we'll understand there's a picture in the Sifsei Chachomim and the Psiche. And in the Psiche, the Sifsei Chachomim explains that there are two ways which the Levone goes. There's one, there's a Galgal Ha'oruch that the Levone travels from Mairev to Mizrach. That's the circle, the large circle that the Levone is in, and the Levone goes with this Galgal, Mi Mairev Le Mizrach. And there's another, in this Galgal, there's a small Galgal. There's a small Galgal that in this large Galgal, the Levone is going, and here he's going from Mizrach to Mairev. And so the Levone is in actuality going to Matzovim. It is going in the large Galgal from Mairev to Mizrach. And in the small Galgal, it goes around that small Galgal, it goes from Mizrach to Mairev. Now, let us see the Lashon of the Balamoyer, and then we'll understand a little better what the Balamoyer is saying. Now, this is how he explains this Maima of Rabban Gamliel. So, he says as follows. Lab lefrushi lemasnisin isne elemilse bapenavshehu. Vuhu soid bechochmas haibel ubemahalach halavonim. Shehu begalgal kotten. The Levona has a galgal kotten that it goes around in this circuit. Hanikra galgal ha'akofe. Umutzokai nosun be'etzem galgal ha'godol ha'soivev. And this small galgal is in the large galgal. Asoivev es galgal ha'kofen. V'cholzman shahalevone. Now, if we'll look at this picture, we'll see that there are four positions where the levone could be in this galgal ha'kofen. It could be on top of the galgal. That's how the picture is. It's on top. It could be on the bottom. Now, when it's on the top, then it goes from Mizrach to Mairev. When it's on the bottom, then it continues, it finishes the circuit, then it's going from Mairev to Mizrach. So he says as follows, V'chol zman shahalavona b'chatzi ha'elyoin min ha'galgol ha'koton chutze, kol zman, The Levone is on the top, the way it is in the picture of the Sifsei Chachamim. Min ha-galgal ha-kotn chutzo mi-galgal ha-soivo. That means this is outside of the large galgal. He ha-ileches le-pas mairev. So this is now going towards mairev. Bechiluf mahalech ha-mutzik. That means the large galgal is going towards Mizrach. And he is going towards Mairev. V'chilov mahalech achame, shem holchim mi Mairev lemizrach. So that means like this, that the large galgal is going mi Mairev lemizrach. The sun is going mi Mairev lemizrach. When the levone is on top, so that levone is going now towards Mairev. So it's going away. It's going in the opposite direction. So in order for the Levone to be in the position when the Meilet should start, so it has to move more than normally. That means if it would be where it was and it would stay there. So the large Galgal is going towards Mizrach and it's going together with the large Galgal. But since it has its own Nanua, it's going towards Mairev, v'zeh mahalech alavona bimsinusel. So it takes longer for it to get in the place when the meilad will be. V'zehu perish ha'arucha. That's called pamim bo ba'arucha. וכל זמן שהלבונו בחצי התחתינו מן הגלגל הקוטן, לפני מן הגלגל הסויבו, but call, when the levon is not on top of the galgul, it's on the bottom of the galgul, then it's going to go up, it's going to go towards Mizrach. Is he heileches lepas Mizrach? Lenoichach mahalech hamutzik. That means that the large galgul, that means that the large galgal is going towards Mizrach, and the levone is also going more towards Mizrach in its galgal akotten. B'zehu mahalach halavono b'merutzoso. And that is the hiluch, that's the derech tzora. That means you have two koiches which are, they're both going towards Mizrach. The galgal, the levon and the galgal akotn is going towards Mizrach, and then you have the whole galgal is going towards Mizrach. So it gets to the point much earlier. B'zehu peirish akzor. V'tim tzedov azem mefurish, b'tzuros yasu yoloi b'sefer chochmas akechovim, shechiber anosir b'avrom b'rabchi yasvar dizar, b'shar ha-shlishi, menachele k'arishin, v'chem tinsen gam b'sefer ha-ibo. Okay, now let's get back to the Mishnah.